Interviews, didn't you?
I called it. No, seriously, I called it the stupid stripe because it changed the game completely.
Well, absolutely.
And it wasn't, for the better as far as I was concerned. To me, I always thought the team that controlled the paint was the team that won, changed it.
It's time to take you listen in to the festivities here of coming home from Harbor Beach High School, a packed gymnasium.
Coming home theme this year is seasons. Seniors chose summer, juniors agreed on fall, and the sophomores decided on a winter, and the freshmen picked spring. Monday's theme was Nike Day, although we didn't have school that day. Tuesday's theme was Pajama Day. Wednesday's theme was College Day. On Thursday, each class dressed as their season theme, and Friday's theme was Orange and Black Day, with the underclassmen wearing orange and upperclassmen wearing black. Congratulations to all. Each class has shown their school spirit by competing in the Pep Assembly Olympics. These events included a relay race, a dance-off, a Kool-Aid baby bottle drinking game, and the traditional tug of war. Along with the Pep Assembly Olympics and Spirit Days, the students showed spirit by decorating their area of the gym. The most creative and complete displays were decided upon. Freshmen earned fourth place. Third place went to the juniors. Sophomores were selected second, and the seniors earned first place. Congratulations to all of the classes for their outstanding effort. Now, please direct your attention to the center of the court, for it is time to announce the 2015 Coming Home Court. Representing the freshman class is Grant Hansen. Grant is the son of Dennis and Wendy Hansen and is escorted by Emily Henschel. Representing the sophomore class is Tyler Booms. Tyler is a son of Tom and Jean Booms and is escorted by Caitlin Seaman. Representing the junior class is Adam Schwartz. Adam is a son of Brenda and Eddie Schwartz and is escorted by Peyton Shedd. And now, one of these five seniors will be crowned Coming Home King. Luke Anderson. Luke is the son of Chris and Debbie Anderson and is escorted by Jadriana Warschlager. Colin Booms. Colin is the son of Matthew and Jennifer Booms and is escorted by Emily Pulowski. Devin Lemansky. Devin is the son of Brian Lemansky and Crystal Pollen and is escorted by Kara Booms. Robert Ackerman. Robert is the son of Randy and Catherine Ackerman and is escorted by Lake and Guza. Gary Palish. Gary is the son of Dennis and Sue Palish and is escorted by Cassidy Maurer. Please now congratulate the Royal Court. The reigning king, Jake Shoemaker, escorted by Hannah Blanchard, is here to crown our new king. And now it is time to find out who will be our coming home king for 2015. And the new king is Devin Lemansky.
And congratulations, Devin Lemansky, the son of Brian Lemansky and Crystal Pollen, escorted by Kara Booms.
Congratulations, King Devin Lemansky. Our new king is being honored with the crown and will receive a free Beech Nut t-shirt from our student council.
I designed those t-shirts 9 years
ago. Coming home 2015 ceremony. Thank you.
Well, there you have. I should be getting some royalties off this or something.
We have a history lesson on both ends.
Well, believe it or not, I can't remember what we were going to be called. We were looking for a student section name because we started all wearing black. And it was actually you that gave me the idea. You said you should be the Beech Nuts. We said, all right, we'll run with it.
Okay, where's royalties?
Well, you suggested it. I put it in paper.
That totally
paper.
Went right past me on that one. I don't have much of a recall of that.
Wow. Well, 15 minutes are on the clock as we're getting our photos on the court of King Devin Lemansky, escorted by Kara Booms. As the last time we joined you on the WLAW Sports Network, the outlook of the Greater Thumb Conference looked much different than it does today. When we left you last, USA was hot, Har Reach was starting to roll, Bannack was showing signs of strength, and Reese was on fire. Now, 10 days later, USA has dropped two straight, Bannack is looking stronger than ever, Har Reach has struggled down the stretch despite winning, and Sandusky is proving they have what it takes. Like the history books say, the only constant, John, is change.
Well, Clark, I'm going to go a little bit further backwards than that.
Okay,
I mean, it was 338 days. That is 11 months and one day that Harbor Beach and Sandusky last met on the hardwood. Now, that was in district action where Harbor Beach escaped with a 53-48 victory. You talking about change? Well, there was some change, all right. Dalton Oakey, he had 6 field goals that night. 1 for 3 at the foul line for 13 points for the Redskins, not the Pirates. That was then, and this is now. I mean, we're talking about the fact that Dalton Oakey was a transfer student. He plays for the Pirates now. And don't think that this is not going to become a very interesting game because of the fact that he's playing his old teammates tonight.
The MHSA tournament begins in just 29 days now. In the Bannack District, we have 6 GTC teams comprising the bracket. Bannack and Cass City both drew first-round byes, so that leaves Harbor Beach and Lakers and USA and Ubley facing off in day one action. If the past has told us anything, the winner of our local district is not always the season favorite. It's the team who gets hot at the right time and can surf that momentum through the postseason.
One team that's going to be conspicuously missing is Sandusky. They've gone to another district.
They're going back south again. That's
but
right.
Believe me, all the teams, they love the draw. And I'm going to tell you what, it's going to be fun to see which team peaks at the right moment, at the right time. Believe me, this is going to be a fantastic district, folks.
One team that will be with you all the way through the postseason is the broadcast team of the WLAW Sports Network and its network of experts, primarily the Huron Daily Tribune. Join us on Sundays at 7 p.m. throughout the entire season as John Mooney, Paul Adams, and yours truly discuss all things high school basketball in the Thumb of Michigan. That's the baseline this Sunday and every Sunday throughout the entire season on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLEWSports.com. The baseline proudly presented by Thumb Sailor and Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine.
Clark, the baseline is a great way to follow your favorite team. I mean, even if you miss one of the games during the week, just listen in for our recaps. We got them all.
And I'd like to announce at this point that we're actually going to have a mid-week baseline. The week of districts, we will be having a baseline broadcast Thursday night at 7 p.m. from the Clark Ramsey Manor, our east side campus of WLAW Sports. That's the baseline. The Thursday night of districts, we'll be having a baseline special to recap the first 2 days of the district and to look ahead at the district final, which we have confirmed now to be on Saturday at 4 p.m. at Bannack High School. That's on Saturday at 4 p.m.
Right, all the preliminaries are Monday and Wednesday. No championship game Friday, but look for it on Saturday.
Those are always marathons for us and me and John here doing double headers both games. Watch the end of the game and just starter back over. Here we go. So hopefully